The Guitar Concerto by Herbert Baumann. Herbert Baumann was also the conductor of Cabela Bigostiensis. The guitar soloist was Michael Troster. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Cuban composer Leo Brower has written music in a wide variety of styles, ranging from folkloric to avant-garde and atonal. In the 1980s, however, he began writing in a style that has been called New Simplicity. This next piece is a beautiful example of that style. It's called A Day in November, and it's performed by Xufei Yang. Guitarist Xufei Yang performing Leo Brower's piece titled A Day in November. You're listening to Classical Guitar Alive. I'm Tony Morris. Lorenzo Michele and Matteo Mella performed together as solo duo, and they've recorded music by Antoine Deloyer. Lorenzo Michele spoke about this composer.
Loyer was born in Clermont-Ferrand, and he was one of the most unlucky men in the history of music. He enrolled in the army, in the French army, a few days before the French Revolution started. So basically, he was faithful to the king, and exactly at the moment the king's head was being chopped off. So he started moving east, because the farther east he went, the more conservative regimes he would find. So he first went to Austria. Then he moved to Germany. Then eventually he decided to move even farther east, and he went to St. Petersburg, where the Tsar was supposedly powerful enough to guarantee a quiet life. And he became the guitar teacher of the Tsar's daughter. And then he figured out that the times were quiet enough for him to go back to France. He went back to France, and then he was readmitted in the army. And from that point, his life is just moving from one place to the other one, following the army. And then he comes back to Paris in 1852, and he dies there. And in the meanwhile, he had been trying to be a professional guitarist without much success. Although Loyer names is very well known, so he supposedly was pretty well-known guitarist at the time. And he wrote a bunch of chamber music, and his two guitar works are among his best pieces.
Thank you.
Lorenzo Michaeli and Matteo Mella performing the duo concertante in E minor, Opus 31, No. 3 by Antoine Deloyer. And before that, we heard an interview with Lorenzo Michaeli. We'll close this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive with Kevin Lowe performing The Last Song by Clarice Yassad. Closing this week's edition of Classical Guitar Alive, we've just heard Kevin Lowe performing The Last Song by Clarice Yassad. You've been listening to Classical Guitar Alive. Classical Guitar Alive is broadcast worldwide thanks to the generous support of the Kadosky Foundation and Charles and Taco Parker and James Stroud in the James Stroud Classical Guitar Competition and by Sheldon Ehrlich, author of the book A Collection of Fine Spanish Guitars from Torres to the Present, from Sunny Knoll Publishing, and thanks to a gift in loving memory of Adam Bratcher. Classical Guitar Alive is a nonprofit organization based in Austin, Texas, that reaches the world with its innovative projects, including this radio program, which is broadcast each week on over 200 stations. Our other projects include film and television content for PBS stations, and our Music and Medicine program presents classical music performances at no cost to audiences in hospitals and hospices. This project is supported in part by a grant from the Texas Commission on the Arts. Classical Guitar Alive is produced in association with KMFA Radio in Austin, Texas, with additional sound engineering by Jeffrey Blair. If you'd like more information about the program, you can visit our website, classicalguitaralive.org. You can also find a link to our podcast there and listen online anytime. I'm Tony Morris. Thanks for listening, and please join me again next week for another edition of Classical Guitar Alive.